This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Free Talk Live is live 7 days a week. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're live. Now, I say Eastern Time, but I'm not in Eastern Time. What is this time zone here, Dave?
I've heard it called Chamorro Standard Time.
As I have too, but I've also heard the term Chamorro Standard Time to refer to always being late.
Well, that could be, but we're also in the same time zone as Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, so Sydney makes
so,
a lot more sense.
All I can say is we're in the future. It's tomorrow where we're at, and I'm sorry, I can't give you the lotto numbers.
Yeah, that's it's a strange thing. The international dateline starts between Hawaii and Saipan, but Saipan is, in fact, a U.S. territory, and it's, I think, best I can tell, the freest place in the United States. There's no property tax. There's no sales tax. Weed's legal. There's gambling establishments. I mean, it just seems to have all the things that one might want. It is rather remote, though.
And we got guns now, too.
That's right. It used to be that there was basically no gun freedom here, that essentially if you could have anything, you could have a .22 rifle, and that was about it.
And that would be only for hunting or live. That'd be only for hunting or livestock, dispatching. So
now I found with pigs that it was easier to dispatch a pig with a .22 pistol as opposed to a .22 long. Would that have been legal or not?
Nope.
Okay. So there you are. The government. The government once again getting its nose involved in a situation where it has no idea what the best solution is because safety.
Well, not only that, but these people in the government usually making the rules don't understand the very things that they're regulating. Case in point, right now, our group, Commonwealth Ordnance Group, is working on the Ammunition Freedom Act.
Now, this is I would call it a state level group, but I mean, a territory level group.
Yeah, we're in our infancy right now. We're still cementing our membership and trying to figure out a lot of other logistical things, but basically one of the things we're doing is it's a civil rights group, but we're also promoting the gun culture and safety and basically protection of the Second Amendment rights along with the other rights that we have.
Now, this you changing things here as far as the guns went was really great for business. Now there are two places where visitors from countries where guns are basically unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of visitors come from Korea, China, Japan, mm-hmm. and some Russians. And when they come here, in many cases, they've never fired a gun, and they
That's true.
They get the opportunity to go in. There's different packages. They can fire several weapons. It's amazing.
And they charge a lot.
Yes, they do.
I believe the Saipan International Shooting Range, our good friends next door, actually just down the road. If you're a Chinese tourist, you come here. They say, okay, well, you can go shoot an AK-47, but you have 30 bullets, and it's going to cost you like $299. But if you're a local, fairly decent prices. I mean, you got to understand we're on an island, and there isn't. So it's about $30 to go shooting, and, I frequent the place.
And I went with you. Not that I went shooting, but I went, and observed the other people shooting.
And did you see the light in Alex's eyes go off when he was, shooting some rounds?
Yeah. Well, everybody likes it. I mean, especially that 357 of yours, the 357 Magnum. Anybody fires that thing, they're going to know something happened.
Yes, sir. That's why I like it.
So one thing about the gun laws here is, for whatever reason, there's a limit on the size of the magazine. Now, this seems to have held up from a legal standard across the United States. What's going on with that?
Well, right now, what we're looking at is trying to get rid of the 10-round magazine restriction. Now, the funny thing is it's one of those laws that nobody's really enforcing. Like, you go to the Saipan shooting range, and they still got, quote, high-capacity magazines, and nobody does anything about it, which is cool, because, a law not enforced is not a law.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah, but here's something that always angered me about this whole thing. You got these people in the state houses talking about, quote, high-capacity magazines. Well, growing up around guns,
30 rounds is standard capacity.
A 30-round magazine is a standard capacity magazine. A 100-round drum is a high-capacity magazine.
Yeah, that would sound high-capacity.
Yeah.
Do the drums jam a lot?
I would never use one.
Yeah.
Well, here's,
because they do?
I'll tell you a little story. My first rifle I ever bought was an SKS. I bought it.
Now, that's the sort of precursor to the AK-47.
Like step brother. Yeah. It shoots the same bullet, but it's configured with a 10-round internal magazine, and it's got a Woodstock and all this stuff. But, you know, like back in the day, like in 1994, when you could get them for like $60 a piece, I went out and I bought one, and I said, ooh, and I didn't know what I was doing because, you know, I was just young, wet behind the ears. And so I went and I did what a lot of people call Bubba the rifle out, you know, which is, so I bought this composite stock, I bought a 75-round drum to put on it, and a bunch of other crap that cost like twice as much as the rifle, made it harder to shoot, it was unwieldy, it was heavy, so basically I stripped it down to its basic components, it worked better. So like a lot of these, like, quote, high-capacity magazines and drums, they're impractical.
Yeah, you just don't want to. You just don't want to deal with it, and it's a pain to have them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing with these bump stocks. Like, I would never own a bump stock. I mean, I think they should be legal because it's easy to, you know, make something like that. But, you know, what you get with a bump stock is a highly inaccurate weapon that wastes ammunition. That's expensive.
Right, and you're not going to hit the target, which is
right,
a bit of
right.
An issue.
So they you know, the media and a lot of people, they demonize things. Like, for example, last night I was watching The Punisher, Marvel's The Punisher.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a pretty old movie, right?
But no, well, it came out recently. It's got the dude who played Shane from Walking Dead as
The
Punisher.
Oh, is this the TV show?
The TV show, yeah.
I'm sorry.
And me and a friend of mine who knows something about weapons was watching a particularly intense gun battle scene, and we're just like shaking our heads, going, "Nah, no way." You know, first of all, you got a bunch of guys in New York City with fully automatic weapons, which
that won't attract any attention.
Yeah, and then well. And the thing is, the guy's got like a Mac 11, and he's firing. Well, anybody who's actually fired a Mac 11 knows that you're done with your ammo. It's like literally, oh crap, I just blew my wad. So, anyways, so I watch Hollywood and I say, oh well, these people don't know what the hell they're doing. And then the one character had several 100-round drums for his AR, right? It's M16 or M4 because it was a full auto. And they're running around, he's switching, like, got drums, and I'm going, no. He'd have, you know, if you were actually tactically, I'm not saying I'm tactically, but I know people who are.
But switching drums is a little more difficult than what was going on?
Well, just carrying the dang thing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like, the rifle weighs about 5.5-6 pounds. The drum's gonna weigh like 6 or 7 pounds. And so you're talking about something that's just gonna be unwieldy. But back to the magazine issue, they're saying 10 rounds,
is the max.
Is the max.
And it turns out, and I'm just going to tease it here, it turns out that the same magazine can hold 30 or 10.
Right.
And that is a really interesting legal question. So you have an item.
Yes.
That can hold either 30 rounds or 10 rounds. If it's holding 10 rounds, it's legal. If it's holding 30 rounds, it's illegal. But it's the same thing.
Right.
So if it's empty, what is it? The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Yes, hello.
And so, Dave.
Yes, it's Dave Raddick, yes, coming to you from the tropics.
Indeed. Dave, let's get to the phones here, and then we can get back to your story about the magazines, okay?
Sure, sure.
That's what, is there a way to specify magazine, like a gun magazine, as opposed to a periodical?
Well, just call it a firearms magazine or
a magazine.
I hate when people say clip.
Yes. Clip is inaccurate.
Unless you've got an M1 Garand, yeah.
Then it's inaccurate, yeah. Let's go to Larry calling in from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark and Dave?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good day.
I'm laughing like hell. The way that
why is that?
Because the way they're ginning up the coronavirus. Just think of all the people that are losing money, and people are begging for money to send to China to help them buy masks for their people. They got one of the biggest economies in the world. Why are they begging for people to help them? I can't understand that. Also, I think, you know, I came on maybe a couple years ago, I mentioned it, about the Model Emergency Health Care Act, right?
Okay.
I did mention that.
I'll take your word for it. Of
1997. Now, what it provides for and what I think they're getting us used to is quarantine. Say that you go to your church and somebody is in your church with the corona, right?
Okay.
Now, after they test positive, the whole church is quarantined. Maybe 100, 120 people. And they cannot get out of there without a judge's order. So I think when they're quarantining people, people don't really understand the nature of a quarantine. That's a doctor's order, right? And it is
okay.
Enforced with deadly force if you try to escape. So.
Well, that is something that's happening. I mean, Italy, for example, has been using armed police at roadblocks in certain areas. And I know in China, the government has actually, like, welded people into their apartment buildings.
Wow.
And, it's like I got many friends from China. And a lady friend
of mine. At this point, the U.S. hasn't instituted any mandatory quarantines, right?
No. But here's the thing. Like, you're talking about the masks and all that stuff. Well, a good friend of mine, he does business in China, owns a couple factories, and back and forth. The fact is that there is so much stuff right now that's made in China that it's disrupting supply chains. And also, my friend actually has said, hey, this could be like one of the best things to happen to the United States, because as China was trying to take up much of the world economy, and outproducing us and all that, now they're basically being a little bit more quarantined themselves, and it's giving American industry the opportunity to rebuild and regain prominence. So there might be a silver lining, but in the meantime, you got people dying, and the Chinese government is lying their butts off about everything.
No.
They actually, my thought, like you're saying, sir, I forgot your name, but
Larry,
you made a good point, because right now I think the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is using this as an excuse to disappear dissidents, saying, oh, well, he got coronavirus. So that's something, I'm definitely worried about.
Here's another question. What if you go to your church and you get quarantined for maybe 2 or 3 months? What is your boss going to say about all that? You're going to lose your job and everything. And also another provision of the Model Emergency Health Care Powers Act of 1997 is that if they have a bunch of people that are actually stricken with that pandemic disease, then they can bring out portable incinerators and burn the bodies from keep it from spreading, and the prosecutor will then sign the death certificate. So, I mean, it's all been worked out, and I just think they're ginning this up. They made it political now, and who's ever trying to pull the dupe off, I think it's going to be a real mess in the end, because the SARS virus, Ebola, the flesh-eating disease, I mean, people are trying it.
That.
I understand the passion. I've many times used the F-bomb myself. But as
you were in the Navy, after all.
I learned from the masters. But, you know, about the mobile incinerator vans and all that stuff, that is happening in China right now. You have a lot of stuff going on, and as I said, I'm hearing different stories, but as I said, a couple of friends of mine, I asked them, I say, you know, my ex-wife, I say, how's your family? And they're like, oh yeah, they're not allowed to go anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I think this, so for one, I have no particular complaints about how the U.S. is handling this situation. I mean, I'm not upset with, and I think that if you're going to have a state, that one of the roles of that state probably should be to attempt to control for a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're, you know, the people on the left are giving Trump trouble because, well, they're going to give Trump trouble no matter what. But supposedly he hasn't reacted strongly enough.
Well, you know, he does put ketchup on his steak.
What? Who puts ketchup on meat?
Jeez, you know, he's such a bad man. What a Nazi.
Well, this changes my whole opinion. So, I mean, whatever. I personally don't have a problem. Putting Pence in charge of the situation gives me a little bit of pause. But, you know, I mean,
he does look like Race Bannon.
Who's that?
Pence.
Who's Race Bannon?
Oh, my God. Johnny Quest.
I knew that's what you were going to say. The guy, the adult from Johnny Quest.
Yes, okay. Yes. So I trust Race Bannon.
Hey. Johnny Quest is slightly older than I am. It just wasn't and then less old.
Yeah, anyway, but we were talking about incinerator vans, and we got to Johnny Quest. That's an interesting segue.
And, indeed. Let's go to back to the magazine story. You have, so here in the U.S. Mariana Islands, they've got a ban on magazines. And this is true, by the way, in like New York State and a variety of other places. There's a ban on magazines above a certain capacity.
Yeah. See, I lost all mine in a fishing accident.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, so
on the mic.
We're looking at the law, and then, you know, as I said, I got a good friend of mine. He's a member of one of the founding members of Commonwealth Ordinance Group, came up with this this notion that, hey, look, an AR-15 magazine that holds 30 rounds of 5.56 NATO will also hold only 10 rounds of 50 caliber Beowulf.
Or the same item.
Or 458 SOCOM or 450 Bushmaster.
855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California is revealing it now has 28 confirmed cases of coronavirus, One patient lives near Sacramento and hasn't traveled overseas or been in contact with anyone sick. That has health officials fearing the virus could be spreading locally, though they say the risk to the public is still low. Meantime, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the time to play politics is not now regarding the coronavirus.
I'm not going to politicize this moment, and I'm not going to point fingers. And I'm going to speak honestly and forthrightly that we have had a very strong working relationship with the administration.
Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped nearly 1,200 points, its biggest single-day point drop ever. The Dow closed at 25,767, the S&P fell 138, and the NASDAQ lost 414. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Larry just called in and he was talking about quarantines going on and sort of warning about what could come to America. And I think this is a valid thing to do. Is we don't know how any given government is going to react to this stuff. And right now, they've kind of got a blank slate to do what they want. People are going to give them a pass because, well, it's scary.
Well, it's interesting you talk about governmental response. One of my favorite books was World War Z by Mark Brooks, by Max Brooks, who is ironically Mel Brooks' son. Anyways, it's a great read, and it's about a pandemic. Of course, it's got the whole zombie thing going on. But
it sells.
Yeah, no, but it's an extremely well-researched and well-written book as a what-if, and it posits the idea that any response government is going to have is going to be the wrong response at first. And they're going to be making a lot of mistakes.
Sure,
and
they don't do this every day. It's not like handing out driver's licenses.
Well, and it was interesting because this book starts out in Chongqing, China, which is like where my ex-wife's from. And it talks about how like the Chinese responded. And then you look at this coronavirus response and it's very similar.
How close is Chongqing to Wuhan?
Very, about the difference between, I guess, Kansas City and Chicago.
Okay, pretty close.
I mean, if you look at the United States on a map, and you know, it's the U.S. and China are roughly the same size, and, you know, you try to, like, make an equivalency. I'm not sure if I'm being correct in the position. Definitely it's too north, but it's roughly a similar distance. And we're talking cities with, like, 20 million people. You know, we're talking huge populations.
Well, if you want to get news about the coronavirus and all sorts of other things, you can go to freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. It's one of the places I use for show prep here on the show. And I get their daily dispatch. All you have to do is sign up right there at freedomsphoenix.com. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. And as a matter of fact, Ernest Hancock, the guy who curates freedomsphoenix.com, also does a show on LRN.FM. That is our little internet network for those that want more freedom-oriented content. So, speaking of freedom-oriented content, Dave, the government makes a lot of rules about a lot of things that they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
And in the case of these magazine bans, these high-capacity magazine bans.
Right.
They, you know, I mean, some people could consider it reasonable that, hey, what do you need more than 10 rounds for, or 7, or whatever the number is? Because the zombies don't care. But, but you know, whatever the case may be, somebody may question how many bullets do you need to have in a gun.
Right.
But the problem is that a magazine that will hold 30 to 2-3 rounds. This is the kind that goes into an AR-15.
Right.
AR is an assault rifle.
No. Oh. It stands for Armalite Rifle, which was the company that made it.
Yes.
15 is the model number, just like AR-10 was Armalite Rifle number 10.
Does it look similar?
Yeah, it's basically a .308 caliber version of the same gun. It holds less rounds because it's a bigger bore gun. So so a lot of people misunderstand a lot of these things. And then as far as like the AR is concerned, it's like a 60-year-old design. I mean, the first AR
came out. No new thing.
Yeah, Eugene Stoner came out with the thing in 1961, and all of a sudden now it's a problem.
Right. And the magazine, the 30-round magazine for this, will hold 10 rounds. So if there's a 10-round...
A 50 Beowulf, a 458 SOCOM, or 450 Bushmaster.
Yeah, these are bigger bullets, and it'll fit 10 in there. So is the item, let's just imagine you have an empty firearms magazine, and in one case it's a 30-round magazine, in another case it is a 10-round magazine. So is the item illegal?
That's a good question.
If you have here a completely legal device, which is the 457, you said?
458 SOCOM. Let's just say bigger bullet.
Yeah, it's a bigger bullet. If you have this a rifle that carries a bigger bullet, you're going to need this same magazine to have 10 rounds, but that same magazine would be illegal if somebody looked at it and thought AR-15.
Well, it's funny because you get into the whole legality, too. Like, for example, when the CNMI passed their SAFE Act, they did so in such a way where they like wanted to ban any caliber above .223, and I think that's because they knew a lot of people here already owned .223 caliber stuff. But the judge actually rejected that because here's the logic of the CNMI government. We can't have a bullet that will travel super far. Like, we're on a 5 mile wide by 14 mile long island with a lot of hills. So it doesn't matter whether you have a 30-06 bullet or a .223 bullet. Both will pretty much cover, the 30-06 will go past the island and into the ocean and may kill a fish. You know, so like the whole argument.
It'd be a tragedy.
It's so unsafe because the bullet can go that far. But then the judge looked at it and said, isn't the purpose of the Second Amendment to be able to defend yourself against bad guys? And
no.
The logic is,
if the bad guys are in the government.
Well, yes, that too. That
I mean,
too.
Really, the Second Amendment was written by people who had just gotten finished shooting their government.
Exactly. But we're looking at the FUD argument.
Fine.
Okay.
But it's not for burglars.
But let's just say the chances of, like, stopping a burglar with a .45 caliber versus a .22 caliber is a lot higher, so therefore to ban the .45 and only let you have a .22 is, it's just ridiculous. And so the judge, like, said, oh, wait a second, the purpose is, so basically what the government is doing is giving the bad guys an edge up. And then another thing was the whole pistol grip and adjustable stock and all that stuff. You know, it was like saying, well, if a pistol grip makes you more accurate and an adjustable stock makes you more accurate, that means that if a bad guy is breaking into your house and you try to shoot at him,
you're more likely to hit him.
You'll hit him, and you won't hit, like, you know, your neighbor's pet cat Fluffy by accident, because you're going to be more accurate. So therefore, what makes an assault weapon also makes it a safer weapon. And then my friend Paul, the guy who authored this, the act to end the magazine ban, also in his court case showed the judge a AR-15 decked out in Hello Kitty apparel, and she was, and apparently the judge was like, oh, that's cute, I kind of like that.
It is cute.
And then he showed an AR, and he was asked which one's more dangerous, and then the judge had, like, the light bulb go off at her head, going, oh my gosh. He goes, so basically what you're saying is it being purely,
it's perceptual.
Cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what the media means when they say assault rifle. They mean scary black rifle.
Yeah.
And they don't know the difference, and that's fine. Even the when there was an assault weapons ban, all they were saying is that you can't have more than two accessories and that kind of thing. I mean, so I can't stick a flashlight, an adjustable stock, and a laser whatever.
Because those, drive-by bayonettings are really a problem.
Right.
So we can't have a bayonet lug on our rifle.
It's been a long time since bayonets were a problem indeed. So what's this lawsuit look like? I mean,
well, it's not a lawsuit. It's just basically it's a piece of legislation that we're trying to, get to our people in our local legislature. There has been a court case filed, a criminal complaint against the CNMI government
let's talk about that here.
For contempt of court, because they're still basically registering people's guns, even though the judge said you can't register guns.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about First Consultants. Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. And this has happened in some countries. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt all at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfo-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at cfo-project.com. cfo-project.com. Yeah, and by the way, I did an interview with Tom, and it's great advice that he has. My family actually uses this advice, so cfo-project.com. We were talking about the magazine, high-capacity magazine ban here on the island of Marianas, but this is going on in the United States in lots of places, and I just don't think politicians around the country have considered that the same item that they're trying to ban is legal under certain circumstances.
Well, you know, I think there are three, maybe a couple of different types of legislators who are pushing for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shrewd and intelligent ones, they want just control, and I think that the goal is citizen disarmament. Then
they really don't like guns. I mean,
they love guns. They love guns in the shoulder holster of their security guy.
Right. They want them to be protected. But
right.
It just scares the bejesus out of them that the average person could walk up and shoot and kill them.
Yeah, like Michael Bloomberg. He cares a lot about his safety, but
yes.
You know, he doesn't want you and me or the person down the street being able to defend their own lives, because, you know, if you got a population scared of crime, they're easier to control. And on top of that, as I said, if you look at the language of the UN Small Arms Trade Treaty, right, one of the clauses in it was saying that they want to disarm the general population. Now, I'm paraphrasing, to make sure that the state has a legitimate, to preserve the legitimate power monopoly of the state.
Yeah, now that's, it's fancy verbiage, but that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
The state's power comes from the barrel of a gun. And
right.
When you have a gun, you now, you're co-opting that power as far as they're concerned.
Which leads me, I've got a couple of quotes that I'd like to read, and this is like from one of my favorite novels ever. It was Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, Starship Troopers is a great novel. By the way, it's a great movie, too. They just have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they're kind of close, but, you know, and it's funny because people claim that Starship Troopers, the Terran Federation, is a fascist. Now, actually, there's a lot of arguments against that, that's a surface thing that people, if you delve deep into it, you don't get it. But there's a quote, and it's one of my favorite.
Before you go with the quote, I'd like to say, one of the things, I have not read Starship Troopers, the book. I have watched the movie.
Read it.
And what I liked about it, I need to get a copy from someplace. Somebody can send it to me. what I need to do is, I need to, what I wanted to say is, one of the things that's interesting is that they, to be a citizen and have a vote, you had to serve in the military, I think it was 4 years or whatever.
Well, you know, in the book it goes more into that. Like, for example, let's say you're a paraplegic or something.
Yeah.
You could do something else, but it's going to suck for 2 years. But, like, you have to do some sort of service. Whether it's being like a janitor on the Antarctic biosafety lab or something like that, that you have to serve in order to earn the franchise of voting, because to quote Colonel Dubois, who was the teacher of moral and philosophy and history, was, when you vote, you are exercising political authority. You are using force, and force, my friends, is violence, the supreme authority from which all other authorities are derived.
Indeed.
So the whole idea behind what Heinlein was saying is that, hey, if you're going to have that kind of force, you better have earned that ability and proven yourself to be civic-minded.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I support it, but I think it's fascinating, the notion. And the reason is that, right now what we have is we have people in office, and they were voted there by and large by people who have, or at least in part, by people who have no stake in the system.
Yes.
And when you have no stake, there's no consequences for your actions.
Yeah. And I would argue that, like, a disabled veteran has a hell of a lot more moral authority than, say, an illegal alien.
I think that there's an argument for it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know whether it should be that way, but what I'm saying is that the government we have now is created by people who don't have, really a stake in things, and that's it. It has its consequences.
Well, back to the gun thing.
And by the way, I haven't served in the military.
Yes.
So if we were to institute this, I would not have a vote. But frankly, ladies and gentlemen, my move to Saipan, where I don't have a vote for president anyway, because your vote doesn't matter because it's diluted with a bunch of people who don't have a stake.
Well, I as a veteran, I don't look down at non-veterans. Yeah. But it's just a fascinating kind of...
But as a taxpayer, I look down on non-taxpayers. I can tell you that.
Yeah. But I would like to get to this quote because this gets into the whole arms thing, right? You know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating violence myself, but Heinlein said in his book, and there he was the teachers in the classroom, and they were talking about wars, and a girl raises her hand and says, "My mother said violence never solves anything." And then the teacher's like, "So? I'm sure that the city founders of Carthage would be glad to know that."
Right.
Well, I'm not making fun of you personally. I was heaping on scorn at an inexcusably silly idea, a practice I shall always follow. Anyone who clings to a historically untrue and thoroughly immoral doctrine that violence never solved anything, I would advise to conjure up the ghosts of Napoleon Bonaparte, the Duke of Wellington, and let them debate it. The ghost of Hitler could referee, and the jury might well be the dodo, the great auk, the passenger pigeon. Violence, naked force, has settled more issues in history than has any other factor. The contrary opinion is wishful thinking at worst. It breeds that forget the basic truth have always paid for it with their lives and their freedoms. So I think people like Michael Bloomberg understand this much better than...
Well, he's not stupid. He didn't become a multi-billionaire by being stupid. Multi-deca-billionaire.
I'm sure the soccer mom who is, you know, worried about gun violence, you know, doesn't get it. But you bet you're behind that Eric Holder got that.
I think that it's just a platitude, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, it's come up with by a elementary school teacher to try to keep the kids from fighting over what they were fighting over.
Right,
and
right.
It's, you know, admittedly, school ground fights don't solve much.
No. Well, you know, it's like this. I mean, my opinion on violence is kind of like, you know, the first person to throw a punch has lost the argument in many cases. But
right. It shows that you don't have anything left to say.
But let's face it, if you look at the world, I'm sitting there on the deck of the USS Vandegrift back in 1990, going down the sea, and when you see an orca leap out of the water with a sea lion in its hand, rip it in half, and then like play football with it with the other whale, you understand that that's nature.
Right. Nature's pretty violent.
So I don't want to sound like a fascist or anything, but I'm just saying that these are the realities.
Now, I've always liked Starship Troopers for that very idea, and I just like ideas. I'm not saying that this was to be the greatest thing in the world, but I am saying that whatever we have right now, the democracy that we have right now, is resulting in the United States moving down the world freedom economic freedom charts. It's resulting in the United States moving down the world's social freedom charts, and that's bad.
And in the book, it describes the civilization that led to what Starship Troopers became, being pretty much exactly what we're going through right now. And it's a very prophetic and interesting book. I highly recommend it.
855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.